We turn to other matters of the week with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me back, and we'll also try to have a reasonable and calm conversation from here on out.
We usually do okay toward that goal, yes.
We're not talking about Confederate soldiers either.
So. No, we are not. Let's first talk about what has developed into a mayor's race in Fort Smith. Sandy Sanders, the incumbent mayor, is not going to run for re-election, but this week a second candidate announced he will be running.
Yes, and a popular candidate, Representative George McGill. He's well known in the community, retired businessman, was in the insurance business for 30 years plus. He's been a state representative representing a part of Fort Smith, part of Sebastian County. He's in his third term. He's not running again for that. So he's running for mayor. He says he's been talked into coming back, running for mayor. And I've been very surprised at some of the people who are publicly commenting either on our side or through social media, some high-level business folks who are supporting his candidacy. And another thing, Kyle, if George is elected, Representative McGill is elected, he would be the first African-American mayor in Fort Smith. So that adds another interesting element to it. But there are a few other names, I think, that are a few other folks, I should say, that are interested, a few folks who have told me they're thinking about it. So I will be very surprised if this ends up just being a two-person race, but it's going to be a while before we know. The filing period is not until, I think it's next May.
Right.
So when that ends, we'll know.
And I know that he's been asked about being potentially the first African-American mayor of Fort Smith, and he said, look, he didn't think that would be an issue. He was the first African-American member of the state house from the Fort Smith area. And as you pointed out, he ran unopposed three times.
Yeah, that's a great point. He said, because I asked him, and look, Kyle, it's a damn shame I have to still ask somebody if race is going to be an issue, but it still is, unfortunately. And like you said, he had a great answer. He said, look, if race was going to be a problem, we would have seen it in those three house elections. So, and I asked Mayor Sanders the same thing, and he said, if it is, it will be, he thinks it would just be a small bigoted minority. And those are his words.
Mayor Sanders has not endorsed a candidate, but said he might once we know who all might be in the race.
Yes. Yeah. And I anticipate it will, but look, this again, just to stress this mayoral position, it's not like the mayor positions in Northwest Arkansas cities. This is not the person who runs day-to-day operations. It's largely ceremonial. Look, it only pays $10,000 a year plus a $450 monthly auto allowance. Some would question why someone as accomplished as Representative McGill would want to put up with the kind of heartache that comes with it. But he has a passion. I've talked to him several times. He has a passion for Fort Smith. So, it like you said, we have a race. Young college student, 21-year-old college student from University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, has entered the race already. His campaign slogan is he wants to make Fort Smith great again. So I'm sure we'll have some interesting slogans to bounce around in the coming, in 2018.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. Also keeping an eye on a potential merger between Mercy and Cooper in Fort Smith. As an outsider, when I first read about this, this seems like a pretty big deal to me. Is it if you live there?
It's a huge deal. I mean, it would be, and it's not just a huge regional deal, but it would be a major and historic consolidation of the healthcare sector in the Fort Smith metro area. And Cooper is one of the state's oldest independent physician-owned firms. So it will have some impact statewide on healthcare. But Cooper has had tough financial times. It's known that they've been struggling. There is a connection between Mercy and Cooper. Many decades ago, before Mercy had a clinic, when the hospital was still St. Edward, Cooper was, I would say, maybe the de facto clinic for the hospital. But like I said, that was decades ago. And recently, there's been bad blood between Cooper and Mercy. Cooper filed a lawsuit back in 2010, essentially claiming that Mercy was stealing their doctors. Now, that lawsuit is still open. That has not been resolved. So I'm sure a merger would probably take care of that. But and again, they're calling it a merger. This is one of those deals that probably be more of an acquisition with Mercy acquiring Cooper. But and one other angle on this is I've been told by a few sources that Mercy is not the only entity interested in acquiring Cooper. I know at one time Cooper and Sparks Health System were kind of moving toward each other, so to speak, but that, for reasons I don't know, didn't pan out. But if something doesn't come between Mercy and Cooper, I would not be surprised if someone else doesn't step up to acquire Cooper.
It's been interesting that, I mean, Mercy released a statement. This is happening somewhat out in the open.
Yes, it was, and I. You know, I had made several formal inquiries to the folks at Mercy, and they kept putting me off, and then boom, this comes out. I think maybe they knew that the word was growing out in the community, and they just couldn't keep it quiet any longer. And so they put out a very short statement. To their credit, both Mercy and Cooper were very disciplined in their responses yesterday. They stuck to their talking points, which was really the points that were in the that brief press release. It'll be interesting. Cooper has around 80 physicians. Mercy, I think, is over 100. The Mercy Clinic is over 100 physicians. You know, Mercy's been active in opening these clinics around, just like they have in Northwest Arkansas, opening these smaller clinics in the region. They've done the same thing in Fort Smith. So it would be a good fit, but it's just going to be an historic consolidation in the healthcare sector.
And let's finally turn to Chaffee Crossing, where it seems like every other week or so there's an announcement of some new development. And such was the case earlier this week with the announcement of a luxury duplex development at Chaffee Crossing.
Yes, and it's the first, and kind of the reason we're talking about it, it's the first luxury type residential development in that luxury duplex development, I should say, in that area. $8 million project. It's near the Nature Center. It's near the trails at the Nature Center. It's near the trails that connect to Ben Guerin Regional Park. This development will have what they call a dog park that will be built by ERC and then conveyed to the Fort Smith Parks and Recreation Department. But this really, when I first saw this press release, Kyle, I thought, well, it's kind of a hell of a place to put a luxury duplex development. But it makes sense when you think about it, because you have ArcVest, which just finishing up or has finished up its new corporate headquarters, which is very close to where this development will be. And you have the Osteopathic College, where you have a lot of well-paid faculty members and doctors who will be working there. So this makes sense from a demographic, from a market strategy. And I will be surprised if we don't hear of other developments, other similar luxury top developments in that area. And the other thing about this $8 million, it kind of struck me, is that ERC also said with this project, their investment in Chaffee Crossing District over the years totals, I think it was right at $40 million or a little over $40 million. So that company's put a lot of money into Chaffee Crossing. I'm sure they made good money off of it, but they've made a heck of an investment out there.
And they're going back.
Right.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
Oh, Arkansas TCU prediction?
I just don't. Unless we can pull a Kansas City upset like they did over the Patriots, that's what it's going to take. But I'm not optimistic.
All right. Thanks, Michael.